Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
This is Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, reporting from the 63rd BFI London Film Festival. Tonight we're at the premiere of The Irishman, the brand new film from the one and only Martin Scorsese. We had the pleasure of interviewing Robert De Niro on the red carpet, alongside his co-stars Anna Paquin, Harvey Keitel and Stephen Graham.
Hey, you guys. Lovely to meet you. Congratulations on the film. What was it about Frank's story that appealed to you and Martin and you wanted to make this film?
It was working on another movie, and it was about a hitman in the Asian war, and a retired who was in the London West Coast. It was, and then, so we were committed to it, and then all of a sudden, I said, well, I've got to read this book. I heard you from Frank Paint Houses that I talked with Eric Roth about. Said, you know, you've got to read it. It was a few years earlier. So I read it just for research. And then when I read it, I said, Marty, this is the movie we have.
Was it a different challenge for you as an actor playing someone over the course of quite a length of his career, over sort of 60 years? Did that give you different challenges as an actor?
Some, you know, physical, where you have to try and be a little sprier in the younger stuff. And we had a guy there named Gary Tacone who was like a movement coach. And he would be there to check on us and tap us on the back and say, you're 39 now, or whatever age. So that was important. Stand up straight, like in school.
Hi, Robert. Radio. So how is it working back with Martin Scorsese again? And what do you think makes him such a visionary director?
Sorry, the last part?
What do you think makes him such a visionary director?
Visual director?
Visionary.
Yeah, no, well, Marty loves movies, as everybody knows, and ever since he was a little kid. And he's a real cinephile professor of film, you know. Whenever I need to know about a movie or anything, I ask him. About this movie, he'll know, undoubtedly. And then he has a history, and knows where the film that he's doing fits in stylistically, historically, in terms of how it and what he would want to do to make it, say, different or like that movie from that period, another period that he admires or something, or use pieces of it or something of that. So he has a great, all that knowledge that helps him, his encyclopedia help him determine how he wants to do a movie and make it different.
Thank you
so much.
We're going to
move down this way.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Anna.
Scott
from How
Are
You Guys?
Sorry, trying to actually pace us to the people who watch our movies.
Congratulations on the film.
Thank you so much.
I can imagine you've worked with some amazing filmmakers in your career.
I certainly have.
Working with Martin Scorsese, I mean, that must have been an absolute treat.
It's on the bucket list.
was it a long bucket list, or was he like right at the top?
I mean, my bucket list is in no particular order, but it was definitely a bucket list.
Yeah, and I guess working with De Niro and Pacino, that must have been a joy as well.
Also a bucket list.
Yeah, what was it like working with De Niro and the relationship you two have on screen?
I mean, I don't know if you've interviewed him, but he's very quiet and quite shy. So he kind of comes to life on camera, but he's, I mean, as someone who's quite shy myself, I totally relate to it. I'm quite quiet and sort of introspective between takes, whereas Al is just like chatty and hilarious and all the time.
And what was it about the character of Peggy that appealed to you when you read the script?
If Martin Scorsese had asked me to come play a tree that stood in a corner and had Christmas lights hung on it, that would have appealed to me.
Me too, let's be honest.
As it happens, Peggy's like the moral compass of the film, which is kind of a bonus, but I literally would have done anything.
Sure. And what can audiences expect from this one? Because it's a movie that it's been a lot of years in the making, and people are really, really excited to see it.
I found it to be a lot more emotional and moving in that sort of like gut sense than some of these films of the genre.
Yeah.
I feel like despite his behaviour, you end up really feeling for Bob's character.
I wish you all the luck with it.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it.
Hi, Anna.
How are you?
So, Martin Scorsese, Al Pacino, Rob De Niro, what's it like working with all these guys? Does it inspire you?
Unbelievably cool. And you sort of feel like you don't know what you're doing, which is actually actually kind of refreshing when you've been working as long as I have. And it's just a real privilege and an honour.
I feel like it's a really interesting time to display this genre. It feels like we can look at toxic masculinity in a very different way, and especially through the lens of Peggy's character.
I mean, I could write an essay on that, but in a soundbite, yes. I mean, the role that the male sort of provider in her life played for her is obviously one that is the sort of definition of toxic masculinity. But what's interesting is that you go on the journey with him and you see how her ultimate treatment of him and feelings about him actually impacts him quite profoundly. Not wanting to give things away for people who haven't read the book.
And finally,
Your role is kind of the moral centre of the film. You know, you have so much to do with so little dialogue. I wonder, how was this role pitched to you?
I auditioned and they said yes, so I said yes.
That'll do it.
Yeah. But it was Martin Scorsese going, I've got to be honest, I literally would do anything. I mean, the role is actually really fascinating and amazing and I love the genre, but I literally would have done anything. Because Martin Scorsese called and said, I want you.
Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Harvey Scott from Hey Guys. Pleasure to meet you. Congratulations on the film. What was it like going back to work with Marty again? Because, you know, you've done some amazing films together, but this one is very, very special, very epic as well.
Well, it's a joy. I mean, it's a project very special to Marty and Robert particularly. And they added Joe Pesci to it and Al Pacino. It became a very special project.
And it's a story that's very, very prevalent in many ways of 2019. Why do you think it was important to tell this story now?
Well, politics is a difficult... They say politics is the business of the city. And right now, politics is very prevalent in all our lives. So it's very timely. It's an exploration of that. An exploration of the soul of the city.
And,
it's timely.
Yeah, and seeing Al and Rob doing these amazing performances, it must have been great to see them bringing these characters to life again and seeing Joe back on the big screen.
It's always good to see wonderful work.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. This is Fred Film Radio.
Hi, how are you, Sarah? Fred Film Radio. So, like, telling this type of story, this genre, in today's world, it seems we have a different view on masculinity, toxic masculinity. How do you think it plays out differently in 2019?
I think the politics of the film and the soul of the film is as relevant today as it was when it happened. Look at our politics today and our souls today. It's very relevant now.
And how about working with Scorsese, De Niro, Al Pacino? What was he like on set? And why is Scorsese such a visionary director?
How could I answer that? How could I answer what the man is? I mean, you know it through his work as well as I do. I know it a little better because of our personal lives. He's an interesting fellow.
Hi, Harvey. How are you? I just like to ask, how do you feel about working with Netflix on this project?
Netflix is doing such wonderful work, and they're bringing together a lot of important talent around the globe. So, three cheers for them.
Fantastic. And where do you think streaming sits in the history of cinema?
I don't know anything about streaming.
The way it's going to be.
I don't even have an iPhone.
Fantastic. Well, have a good evening.
Hey Steve, it's Scott from Hey Guys. Lovely to see you. Congratulations on the film.
Nice one.
I can imagine this was something very, very special. Did you ever imagine you'd be walking the closing night gala with Scorsese and you?
Not really. It was a hell of an experience to do for me personally. The same for me. I never ever in my wildest dreams thought I'd be on a film with Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Harvey Keitel. Just never think it's going to happen, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. What was it about your character that appealed to you? Because obviously these three guys are the main front, so your character has his own arcs and everything else. But what was it about him that kind of spoke to you when you read the script?
He was just a great character, do you know what I mean? And we spoke about it. Marty, we'd had this... The conversations we've had is we wanted him to be a little live wire and this ball of energy, do you know what I mean? So it was that opportunity to create something brilliant like that really attracted me to it as well.
Yeah, and I mean, having those two guys together again is just, for everybody who loves cinema, it's so electric. And it must have been great to be alongside them in certain scenes every something else. It must have been a great experience.
It really was. It was a hell of an experience. You know, I've said it before, but there was no egos at all. None of them. There was no egos from any of them. They were just so gregarious and lovely. You know what I mean? As men, but also when it came to the acting, when it came to the work, they allowed me to come on the pitch and play as well. Do you know what I mean? It was like they went, come with us. And it was a joy. It was an absolute joy.
Yeah, there's a lot of narratives about politics in the movie. I mean, why do you think it's important that we tell this story now in 2019, given what's going on in the world?
I think it's just really interesting to have a look at the, you know, that little side of the history of it, and to see the corruption that goes on, do you know what I mean, by the blue collar men, especially, do you know what I mean? It kind of shines a little light on that. So have a little look at the cracks that are in there, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Listen, I wish you all the best of it. Thanks.
Cheers,
so much.
Mate.
Pleasure.
Thanks very much.
Okay, one more. Hi, Sarah from Fred Film Radio. So hi, lovely to meet you.
Thank you.
So working with Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, did you think you'd ever be on a set with these guys? And what was it like?
Not at all. You know, you're never in your wildest dreams imagine you're going to be in an environment with them people, do you know what I mean, let alone working with them side by side. So it was a pure joy, and every day felt like Christmas Day to me.
And what about like taking this genre, and lots of things that are familiar about it, but it feels like a different tone in 2019, looking at toxic masculinity and violence and all this. How do you see those themes that play out today?
I think Marty's handled them beautifully, do you know what I mean, and there's a real kind of, you know, there's a difference between every single one of the characters. A lot of them, I feel to me, it's about maturity, the film, do you know what I mean? It's about men growing older and thinking about what they've done in their past, and did their life really serve any kind of purpose, do you know what I mean? Was there a point to their life in many respects, do you know what I mean?
And what about preparing to play this character, like in terms of, I don't know, the accent, understanding the history, you know, how did you prepare to play this guy?
A lot of research and a lot of work. I put a lot of work into it, so that when we're in that position, you're just able to play.
And then what do you hope people will take away from the film?
Just enjoyment, just really enjoy it, and, you know. Because there's some master classes of acting in there, as far as I'm concerned. You know, these are icons of the genre, do you know what I mean? So to get to see them produce this final beautiful piece is amazing. Sorry.
Amazing. Lovely to meet you. Thank you so much.
And I've been Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.